On today's Tech Help for Churches, getting ideas for your church podcast. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're one of the people that's subscribed to the audio or video podcast, which you can do for free over at trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, then there's no good place to put it. So just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC and leave your comment there. That's a good way to do it as well. So, you might be thinking about doing a podcast. Most churches default to the sermon podcast. Nothing wrong with that, except most churches default to the sermon podcast. So, do you see the problem? The problem is you won't stand out. Every single church that has a podcast probably has a sermon podcast. So there's thousands or tens of thousands or maybe even millions of church sermon podcasts. So how can you stand out from the crowd? How can you not replicate what other people are doing? Now, I recognize that your sermons are going to be different, but it's not necessarily the case that someone's going to subscribe to your sermon podcast because they like the style of your pastor, unless your pastor is really well known, but that's not going to be most churches. So how can you stand out? Well, do something different. Do something other than a podcast of the sermon. So the next question that probably pops into your head is, okay, Paul, I'm game. What should we do? Well, I don't know. I quite frankly don't know. But in the vein of lighting a candle and not cursing the darkness, instead of letting you think, oh, well, I'm sure there's something, and not knowing what that is, I want to propose to you that you brainstorm some ideas. So let's start out with one that's pretty straightforward when it comes to brainstorming, and that's the first rule. The first rule is we do not edit. Trust me on this. Creation comes from a different part of your brain than editing. So if your brain starts going, well, that's a stupid idea, no, dismiss that. Dismiss that it's a stupid idea and just keep going. Keep creating. Bad ideas form good ideas, so just put the bad ideas down just like you do the good ideas. Okay, so rule number one. In fact, most people are creative. They just rule out all the bad ideas, and by doing that, they also chase out the good ideas. So that's rule number one. Rule number two, most of your ideas are going to be bad. So don't feel bad when you have the bad ideas, because that's kind of the point. Most of them are bad. We're looking for a couple of good ones. But we're going to use some techniques to get several good ideas all at once. So first technique I want you to try, get a legal pad, bunch of college ruled paper, something like that. Write down letters A through Z, A, B, C, etc. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to come up with an idea, no matter how bad it is, for every letter of the alphabet. So your A idea might be Absalom, you know, King David's son, if I'm remembering my Old Testament right. B might be a Bible podcast. C might be church growth. D might be devotions. E might be the epistles, etc. So you see how I came up with those? Those are all off the top of my head. Write them all down and just go on. There's 26 ideas. But let's not stop there. If you have other ideas, write them down as well. we just want to get as many as possible out there. Remember, most of them are bad. That's okay. So let's get them all out as much as possible. Now I want you to enlist the help of a friend to get some random stuff. I don't care what the random stuff is. As I look around my office, I have a ViewMaster slide behind the camera. I have a smoke gun. It shoots like haze or fog that I got at a previous job. I see some wood glue. I see a mask that I made in seventh grade art class. I see a little squeezable donkey from a local company that makes fans. I'm not going to say their name because this is a church tech podcast, but they're local to where I am. And also, that's something else I see. I see a roll of coins. So I can put all these things in a bag and have someone choose one thing out and then give it to me. And then I could think, in light of one of those things, what's a good idea? So in light of the ViewMaster slide, now, if you're not a child of the late 70s, early 80s like me, I'm 42, maybe mid-80s is more accurate. You might not know what ViewMaster is. Think of that as kind of like Google Cardboard is now, where you put your smartphone in and you can see in 3D. Well, this was just stills, and they would have like two pictures, and then you would see in stereo, so you'd see 3D. So, in light of that, I think about 3D movies. You know, I just saw Star Wars in 3D. I also saw Alice in Wonderland in 3D. I also saw, I think, Kung Fu Panda 2 in 3D and Avatar in 3D. I don't generally like 3D movies. I don't think they have them down yet. But, and by the way, that's not the technology I don't like. I think the storytelling isn't quite right. I think that they're not used to the rules of 3D, which are yet to emerge. But all that said, I could do a movie podcast, all from the ViewMaster slide. I could talk about classic literature, Alice in Wonderland. I could talk about science fiction, Star Wars, and Avatar. I could talk about kids' movies. There you go. Something else that I could talk about just from that one ViewMaster slide that's in a clear container that I had when I had the slide when I was a kid, and I found it in my mother's house and thought it was neat. So you have all these options of ways to think of ideas. So those are just a few. Google some different techniques for brainstorming and try and do those techniques. Maybe get together with a small group of people and bounce ideas off of each other. Don't let anyone edit, just come up with ideas. That's step number one. Don't stop until you've got a couple hundred good ideas. And I gave you an easy way to get 26, probably another 26 if you just kept writing, and maybe even another 25 or so with random stuff. So you could probably get to 75 ideas very quickly. Remember, we're looking for one or two. So most of them are bad. That's okay. So when you do that, I want you to get your whole list together, set it aside, sleep on it a couple of days, because you need your subconscious mind to work on the problem. When I come up with topics for the podcast that I do, and I do four a week, mind you, I don't come up with the idea and immediately do the podcast. I come up with ideas well in advance. In fact, you can see right here on my computer monitor, I'm trying to point to it where it's obvious. Yep, right there. That is a little document that has all the ideas that I come up with. I call it ideas for next week, and I come up with a week's worth of ideas, then another, and I've had some ideas that have been on there for months, and other ideas that I just came up with a couple of days ago, but letting your subconscious mind work on a problem helps solve the problem. That's why we say, oh, I better sleep on it. What you're actually saying is, let me let my subconscious mind think on that for a while and see if we come up with a better idea. So sleep on it. Finally, step three. Step one, come up with a bunch of ideas. Most of them are bad. That's okay. Write them all down. Step two, oh, and writing them all down is very important to that so that you can access them in step three. Step two, sleep on it. Let your subconscious mind work on it. Step three, go back and revisit your ideas and eliminate all the bad ones. See if you've got half a dozen and then start bumping them off people. Bounce them off. See what they do. Especially think about who you're trying to reach with this idea and find someone in this group. So if you are talking about the ministries to help under-resourced people and you want to reach out to people that are a little better off to help you with those ministries, then maybe if you have someone in your church that's very successful, bounce the idea off that person. If you're trying to help children, bounce the idea off some parents. Something like that. So step one, create the idea. Step two, sleep on it. Step three, edit them down to a few good ones. And step four, bounce them off other people and see if you don't come up with some good ideas for shows that your church can do to stick out from the crowd, to be more clear about the message that Christ has given you, and to make it where it's easier to find. One thing that I think is really interesting is there is a show that's a Christian show, and you may not believe it when I tell you the name, but it's called Sexy Marriage Radio. And they are invading the space of many secular shows. So is your church willing to do that? Are you willing to invade the space of secular shows to light a candle? I think that that's a very promising idea, and I hope a lot of churches do it. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your church tech gift of your choice today. Also, don't forget this content is provided for you free of charge, but if you need more church tech training, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and pick up one of the resources that I've created with you in mind. Until next time, this is Paul with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.